Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Anika Apple podcast. We are going into the divine guidance for the month of March today. So I'm glad that you could be here to hear the divine guidance and understand the time that we are in. I have quite an update today. There are three key themes that I will be talking us through. There's a bonus theme, and I'm glad, you know, I always encourage you all that when you have questions, you should always sit before God and ask God the questions. I ask God a question, and I got a bonus theme that I'm able to share with you today. So I'm very excited about that. Couple things before I jump in to the divine guidance. First and foremost, to those of you I haven't met before, my name is Anika Apple. I'm a prophet. I carry God's voice. And I come every month to deliver divine guidance with what I hear directly from God, that is to provide line of sight for us to what is to come. And the time span varies. It's based on whatever it is that God gives me. And today, this is a 3 to 6 month outlook, depending on the particular theme. And so these are things that are in the relatively near future, 3 to 6 month outlook. As I mentioned, there are three key themes. And I'm going to take you through each of those. I always start off every divine guidance message by reminding you that it is important for you to have your own individual relationship with God. It matters that you are sitting with God. Take all of the elements of this message back to God and ask God, what is it that you would have me do with this information? How does this information pertain to me? What am I supposed to know, understand, do, think, feel, etc., with the information that I heard today? Anytime you hear a prophetic message, you should always be taking it back to God. One of the things that I think is so important for us to recognize is that we've spent a lot of time having religion hand to us what we believe spiritually. And relationship and intimacy is about you and God. Your spirituality is about you and God. It does not mean that there's not a wonderful place for those who have, who impart wisdom to us on God's behalf. Of course, there is a place for prophets like myself and for pastors and apostles and bishops. There's a place for all of that. And nothing can replace the relationship that you have with God. And even as we go into the themes today, this is something that I say all the time, but even as we go into the themes today, you're going to understand even more why this is so important. The other thing that I will share with you is that for those of you that are new to me, I am someone who really avoids listening to what other people are saying. So I can't tell you if there are, you know, 500 other prophets who've said the same thing, if they're, you know, if what I'm saying is trending, because I really avoid any of that in preparation for divine guidance. When I know that God is getting ready to download a message to me, I sit with God and I wait for what God is saying, and I avoid trying to take in any other information because I never want things to be tainted. I want to be able to truly say, I've not heard that person say that. So I would share that with you. That also means that when you come to my channel, to my podcast, when you're listening to anything that I'm delivering divinely, that you may have to sit with God for your confirmation. Sometimes, you know, it may be similar to something God has said to you and you've heard 15 other people say it, and you might be like, well, that makes sense. I can't promise you that that will be the case, because I listen to what God tells me in the moment in preparation to deliver this message to you. That is it. So whether or not there is a ton of other confirmation, I don't know. But what I can tell you is the only confirmation that you need is for you to sit with God. I want to just say this one other thing, and then I promise I'm going to get into the divine guidance. Sometimes we wonder whether or not we're really hearing God. And the beautiful thing about taking a message, taking a scripture, anything like that back to God, is that if you can just be still, you will know, you'll hear, You'll see in whatever way that God speaks to you, if you allow yourself to be still and to be open, then you can receive the information that you need to confirm it. You don't have to be a prophet in order to hear from God. What you do have to do is posture yourself and have a pure heart and be genuinely seeking after God, which takes us actually into our very first theme. So the first theme that we have for March 2024 is that God, the divine, however you define God, says, I'm watching. Okay. Well, we know that God is all-seeing, all-knowing. We understand that, right? So, of course, God is watching. But what is God looking for? What is God paying attention to? I'm glad you asked. So, the first thing that God said is, I'm watching hearts. I want to know the purity of the hearts of those who say that they are here to serve me, who say they represent me. Because what God is seeing consistently is that there are things in people's hearts that are coming from a place of pride that are standing in their way of truly being able to surrender to service. Now, you might say, like, well, of course, like, we are works in progress, right? We're constantly healing. God is looking to see if there is movement on that journey. So are we recognizing the prideful nature in our humanness more frequently than what we have in the past? Are we doing something different to check ourselves when we see that? One of the things that I do consistently is when I pray, I ask God to show me, and I surrender myself to God. Even before starting this podcast, I'm like, move me out of the way, because I don't want anything, that any part of who I am in my humanness, to ever stand in the way of what it is that you are trying to deliver divinely through me. So my heart posture is that I want to truly and genuinely serve God and please God and ensure that whatever it is God needs to move through me comes through in purity, that it's not tainted by who I am as a person or my opinions or thoughts or desires. And so there's work for each of us to do that all the time in how we live our lives. And that is what God is calling our attention back to. So having the posture of purity is really important. And that doesn't mean perfection. So I want to be clear about that. We are on a journey. But what purity looks like is having a genuine desire for the things that God has aligned to come to pass in this life, that you really want the will of God to be established in your life and in the life of others, that you want to allow the light and love that God has placed on the inside of you to come out and to be experienced by the world. God is watching to see if we are moving in a way that truly and genuinely honors God, that brings the desires of the divine forward, that truly creates a change in the world, because as people engage and interact with you, they experience and feel something different than what they have when you are operating from your humanness. And God said to tell you, they think I don't see. And this is so, it goes back to kind of pride and ego in our humanness, right? It's like, well, I did that, but God didn't say anything. So therefore, no, God sees it all. And be clear, God's taking note. And that means God's taking note of the things that are good and the things that are opportunities for us to be better. And so what God wants to make sure that we know and understand is that there is an observation of the posture of your heart, including when you go into prayer with God. One of the things that God was saying to me the other day is that when they seek me, they don't seek with genuineness. God said, people come and it's like they come with an agenda. They want to know, like, I believe this thing to be true, or I want this thing to happen. And they come seeking the answer simply for that. They don't come seek me to sit in my presence because they want a relationship with me. They don't come to seek me and to just be open to what I want to share with them. They either come wanting an answer on something they've already predetermined, or they're coming with something very specific that they want. And as soon as there's a response to that, they're gone. That's not seeking God. That's seeking an answer to a question from God. And what God is asking for and expecting of us is that we go with a genuineness to say, I just want to know what's on your mind, God. What is it that you need from me? How can I be better for you? How can I show more love? How can I treat my neighbors better? How can I show up in a way that glorifies you? How can I advance the purpose that you put on the inside of me? And I just want to sit and receive until you are finished sharing with me what you need. That's a different way to approach God, to truly just be open. I gave you some examples of how to posture yourself, but you're not going in holding on to an expectation that God's going to give me the answer for all of those things. The purity is in the desire to be open, to hear whatever it is that God wants you to know. And for many of you who hear this, God has been trying to send a word through you that is an important part of the puzzle that the world needs to have, and he can't get it through because you are blocking it because you won't be still. And if that hits you in a certain way, then you know it is for you. I know it touches me because this is also something that I continue to grow and to be better in, to strive to be better in all the time. The last thing in this particular theme is, God said, and I need them to know that I'm wary of people who are using my name. So a lot of times there are people out there saying, well, God said, I'm doing this on behalf of God. Well, what God wants, and you are watching some things right now that are fantastically out of alignment with God. You want to know what God desires? Love. Grace, mercy, and through love, understanding. And right now you're watching people be attacked in all different parts and different ways who are truly God's children. Whether or not you agree with a lifestyle or a place someone lives or how they live their life or whatever is a moot point. If God calls them theirs, they belong to God. And so the attacks that are happening on people, we're seeing legislation being passed. We're seeing wars. We're seeing all of the divisiveness. We're seeing things that are being designed to keep people out of what is rightfully theirs, what they have earned, what is their inalienable right. We're watching those things be eroded in the name of God, and God is vexed. And at the same time, we have man advancing God's agenda in a way that is no longer God's agenda. So they're saying, well, God said, this is what the Bible is saying. When I make my own understanding of this, when I use my vantage point, God's agenda and God's plan is this. And God is saying, but that's not what I've said. To have a conversation 10 years ago with God and assume that everything that God gave you in that moment 10 years ago is applicable exactly as it was then, now, is to be totally misunderstood. God gives us pieces that are appropriate for the time that God gives us the application. For example, I know that God shows me things in the near term and I see things about 3 years out. So it's typically one or the other. Sometimes in the divine guidance, God will give me a longer window than immediacy, and not quite 3 years out. But for the most part, it's like that. To take something that's 3 years out and apply it right now in the near term would be wrong. In order for me to utilize the information that God has given me, I have to ask God, what's the time frame? And something that God gave me 3 years ago that would be relevant for this time, I'm not coming out here and saying to you, well, 3 years ago, God said to me X, Y, Z, and not sitting with God to make sure I understand the timing and what has evolved. Because there are things that are relevant to the message that God would download in me today in preparation to deliver what God gave me 3 years ago. But in many cases right now, people are running off with something that they're saying God said, and they haven't brought it in to the current state. They've not brought it into this time. They've not validated it with God. And for some of you, that's tension. It's like God's word is always true. Yes, it is. And the beautiful thing about God is that God gives us choice. The complex thing about God is that God gives us choice. So as people continue to move in a way, individually and as a collective, things are constantly changing and evolving, which means we have to have an understanding of how the word that God is giving us applies. And for anyone who's delivering God's word in whatever role you might have in a religious affiliation or anything else, you're responsible for making sure that what you are saying is truly what God is telling you to say and in season. That matters. But right now you have a scrambling because there's so much happening and people are going to leaders and they're saying, how can this be God? How can God be allowing these things? And there's a scrambling happening and God is saying, and they're saying things in my name that are not right for this time. And what's fortunate and unfortunate about that is it is all going to be exposed. It's fortunate for those who are being led astray. It's unfortunate for those who are doing the leading. And lastly, anything that you see that is destroying humanity, you have to ask the question when they're saying that they're doing it in the name of God, you have to ask the question of God, is this your will? Destruction is a part of what has to happen for new to be created. I get it. And if you read in the Bible, you see plenty of destruction, both happening and prophesied, and you see rebuilding to come. And we've seen it across our history, the cycles of things that happen. So there's no question that there has to be some destruction right before rebuilding. And it's really important for us to recognize that because we are in a time where there's so much happening around us, it would be easy to assume that when people say they're doing it in the name of God, if you could trace some way, if you could utilize, or I want to say manipulate the word into supporting that, it would be easy to do so. Don't be led astray because someone says, I'm doing this in the name of God. I encourage you to take every word you hear whenever I am delivering something prophetic back to God. Because be clear, your soul matters more to me than whether or not I'm right. If we take that posture of this is what I heard, help me understand, is this your will and what you would have me do with it? And then we seek God in the way that I've already described, we'll posture ourselves to be prepared for what is to come. The next theme is this, the tides have turned. And so you've likely heard people talking about us moving into a new earth, a new time. Last year, I talked about the separation and how we would see something happening. Like there is a level of growth and expansion and success that some are having, while at the same time others are experiencing a demise. There is definitely a fall that I have talked about in the past for many people who have self-proclaimed leadership. Like there is a reconciliation happening. And what God said to me in preparation for this is you are in this time. You, we are in the new. So we're already in it. We're experiencing it. We're starting to see it. And when we know something is happening and we can see it from a higher vantage point, it's much easier to see what's happening and kind of ascertain what's going on. But when you're in it, it's much harder to see. So we've got to pay attention and be aware of what's happening, of the behaviors around us that help us to understand that we are in the time that is new. One of the things that God said to me, and I'm not prepared to go deep on this today, I've not been released with details of how God wants me to talk about this, but what God asked me to share is that we are in the time of the new earth. And when God was speaking to me about it, God said hearth, H-E-A-R-T-H. And as I have started to study up on hearth and what a hearth really means and what the connection is, there's a lot to explore there. So it's something that whatever time God allows me to come back, I will share that. But that is what God called it, is hearth. So hold on to that. And I suppose that may be something that perhaps you'll hear in other places as well. But as I'm released to come back and share more, I will. You can think though right now about what a hearth means to a home, to a family, what a hearth means in terms of being at the center place of fire. There's so much more to explore there. The next thing that God said is that in this time that the tides have turned, there's a change in behaviors. And part of what we have to understand is, in order to grow and experience success in this new time that we are in, behaviors have to be different. What was and created success in the past will not be what creates success in the future. For example, I'm going to use the example of someone being a shrewd business person. Perhaps that enabled you to get, you know, good footing and get an advantage over other people in the past. It will not stand in the future. And so God is saying that to experience success and to grow in this time, it's going to require a change. For many of you, you may be experiencing what I find for myself and my inner circle, that you go through this time of vulnerability. God has had us in such a space of vulnerability as God has been exposing to us what still needs to be healed. And so as we're going through this, the behaviors and the way we respond, react, the way we make decisions, the way we utilize connections, whether or not we ask for and receive and are open to help, like all of those things are on display and they are being stretched. They are being expanded in our minds and in our behaviors in order for us to be prepared for the way God will deliver success to us. God said that fear-based behavior will stall and stalemate people. So fear-based behavior is going to slow down that progress. And stalemate is like, you're there, you're like, it's like, you know, two people who are like right at each other. And it's like, I always think about checkers, right? It's like, there's just nowhere else to go. You just don't have any other options of where to move. That's what it is. So we're in a time where as we are experiencing this growth, if we get back into fear-based behavior, we're going to be stuck. We're definitely going to be slowed down and we may find ourselves stuck. So what can you do to counter that? This is a time for you to stand boldly in what you know to be true and go forth. And for those of you who typically look for validation from others, I got to tell you, you don't have time for that. You've got to get your validation from God, decide and go. Because you don't know about the windows of opportunity. Things are changing at an incredibly fast clip. God has already positioned people with kingdom influence, kingdom funding, kingdom strategy, and kingdom mindset to be prepared to meet people at an appointed time to deliver to them what they need in order to advance the purpose that God has placed on the inside of them. We will miss it if we move in fear-based behavior. We will miss it. We will miss it. And in some cases, you may not be able to get back on track with it because that is where this stalemate piece comes into play. God said, the tides have turned and people know not what they do. They're not seeing the impact and implications of the decisions that they make and the actions that they take and don't take. They don't know. They know not what they do. They don't understand. And so I would say to you again, you cannot see as well when you're in it. This is why I always talk about how growing your perspective is so important. The more that you grow your perspective, the better purview you have, the more pieces you can pull from to understand where you are. What is critical is that the relationship with God is flowing constantly, the communication. One of the things that God has been saying to me to share in reels, etc., is how I talk to God. It's all day, every day. It's all the time. In between my conference calls and client meetings, I'm talking to God. It's not only when I sit in my prayer room. It's not only when I'm preparing to deliver a message. It's all the time. It's ongoing. I always want to hear what it is that God is saying. Let me rephrase that. I always know I need to hear what God is saying. Sometimes God delivers some things that I may not want to hear. But the truth is, I don't ever want to be out of that step with God. And of course, that happens to us. But the truth is, we've got to stay postured and connected to God so that we can understand how things are operating. They know not what they do. So that means if I make a decision I don't understand because I cannot see, I'm not sitting up high, I can't see all the dominoes that are going to fall as a result of me making this decision. But God is saying, I don't have time to wait, right? Because if I'm moving from fear, I'm going to be stalemated or I'm going to be still. So we have to make the decision to move, to act decisively, knowing that we're in alignment with God. It's okay if we can't see all the dominoes, as long as we know that when we flip over that first domino, it's the one that God was lighting up for us. It was the time for us to do this. The last one in this particular theme is that healing work is imperative. So God is saying, in order for you to understand who you are, and where you are in this particular time, you've got to be doing your healing work. It doesn't mean that you're fully healed, because healing is a journey. We take it across our entire lifetime. But what it does mean is that you're committed to doing the work on the inside of you. Why does healing matter? Because at the end of the day, whatever wounds you have show up in your perspective of things. They impact the way that you respond and react. They impact the way that you think. We talk about fear-based, you know, decision-making a moment ago, right? The fear-based behavior. Well, when you have wounds in things like worthiness, like you will move and operate from a place of being fearful. And so if you're doing the healing work, it gives you the tools to combat those things that could stand in the way of you moving forward into what God has planned for you. It matters that you are addressing the healing work. God was saying to me in preparation for this, is there any wonder that there's so many organizations out there right now that are talking to you about healing, that you go online and you hear people talking about different traumas and experiences that they've had, trying to bring light to those things so people can find themselves, people talking about what anxiety really looks like in practice. You hear me talking about overwhelm, especially when you're in the workplace, especially in corporate America, because you need to understand what the symptoms look like. You need to know that when you're feeling exhausted over and over again, that there's a reason that that's happening to you. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you don't want to work. It's not because of those things. It's because of the perpetuation of so many experiences that you've had and the absence of rest. It's because what's in your DNA has had you running on overdrive for years and years and years, for your entire lifetime and before that, because you carry the stress that was a part of your lineage. It's about recognizing what's happening on the inside of you so that you can shift those things, so you can see and you can hear and you can be bold in the truth of who you are, so that you can do what it is you've been called to do and you don't miss the opportunities. Healing matters. And so myself and so many others that have created places for healing to happen, like the Healing Crusade, God has called us to do this work because people need the support to heal. And what God understands about us is that we follow and connect with people who see us. And so I'm going to join organizations and companies and build collaborations with people who I know see me. And you may not feel like I see you in the way that someone else says, oh, Anika sees me perfectly. So there's more than enough examples of where or places to go to do the healing work, but to not do it is a choice that you are making. And God is saying, you've got to do the healing work. This is straight up in alignment with God. Then here's the thing. You've got a lot of joyful time up ahead. So how are you going to experience that? Through the perspective, through the viewpoint of your wounds? Or are you going to allow yourself to live into the fullness of what God has planned for you, what God is offering you, because you've done the healing work and you're enabling yourself to really enjoy? The next theme, this is a big one. This is about companies and corporations, what it's like in the workplace. And this is a big, big, big deal. God said companies will have to atone, not just leaders. So let's pause for that for a second. We're talking about corporate atonement, companies having to atone. And it's like, but atonement, you know, immediately for me, it's like, but that's a personal thing, right? But corporations have souls. Those organizations are comprised of people. Not just a leader who make decisions on behalf of the organization. They create cultures, and cultures are living and breathing. It's a real artifact. It's part of the experience that people have. And what God was saying is that there's going to be a shift that we will see for corporations. God said that there's already a turn for industries that some companies know they've already been called to expand into places that were not their niche, right? So their niche that they already had established and were working in, they've been called into other places. They've been feeling compelled to expand in places that may not even seem like they match. And God says that where they have diversified, they're well placed if they've moved into what they have known to do. So those corporations that have been sitting on the bubble, like, I feel like I'm pulled to get into this space, but I'm not sure. Let this be your call to action to, again, take it back to God. And then whatever God says to you, to move swiftly on it. Because these organizations that are expanding into new industries and are diversifying are well placed. And the word that came up for me as I was writing down the notes on this theme was future-proof. Like, we think about in corporations, like, how do we future-proof the business? Well, expanding industries is one way that you can do that, by making sure that you have a broader offering for your clients, because we do not have great clarity in all of the things that are about to shift. There are futurists that are talking about some of the changes that they see. You have people who are really adept at looking at cycles in history, who are calling out what opportunities are going to exist. You know, there's a lot of that is happening. There are people who have talked about an economic collapse. I am here to affirm that is on its way in multiple countries. And the reality is that we are all ill-prepared for that, and ill-prepared for the ways that it's going to impact us, which is what God said to me. And so recognize that if you are a leader in a corporation, and you have been called to diversify, you know that it has been in conversation, it's time for you to revisit it if you have not done that. I would say likewise, for those of you who are owners, business owners, if you have been feeling that you need to diversify your portfolio of businesses, you need to take it back to God and do it now. The unfortunate thing about what is about to happen, well, there's many unfortunate things, but one of the things about the economic collapse is that there are going to be opportunities for those who are positioned and posed to take advantage of those things. And if you are one who is operating in alignment with the vision that God has given you for your business, you operate your business with the character of God, you lead with the character of God, then you will be postured in a good place to be able to take advantage of those opportunities and to build something that can stand. Anyone can take advantage of the opportunities that come up, But it doesn't mean that what they build will stand. And you can go back and listen to a couple other of the divine guidance where I talk very specifically about that. And I also talk about it on the Anika Apple podcast. The next thing that that I want to share with you in this theme about the corporate atonement is God said, if you go back to the familiar, you'll be dismayed, discontented, and disregarded. They will not be capable. So what does this mean? A lot of times we will go to people who have been the soothsayers, so to speak, for this particular industry. And what God is saying is the people who you see as the foremost, who can tell you what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and all of that stuff, that they are going to be ill-prepared. That if you go back there, they won't know how to answer the questions that you have for the industry, for your organization. That's for some of you, the people who have been established as your coaches, advisors, et cetera, that they will be ill-prepared for this. What God has been saying about this time that we are about to enter in is that he's prepared the prophets. Like, we are prepared to help lead people through. Why? Because that's who God trusts with the information of what's to come and what to do to counter it. But a lot of what is already established is about honoring man and not honoring God. And God is not going to continue to give information and insight to people who have actively made a decision that they are misaligned with God and what God desires for humankind. If you're not operating in the character of God, if you're not operating from a place of love, if you're not operating from a place where you have a mutual mindset, where you're thinking about the footprint and impact, bring forth the corporations and the CEOs, the leaders, the owners who have good conscience, who care about the well-being of their customers, their clients, and their employees, who care about the footprint and impact their business is making on the world, who think about corporate responsibility from a true altruistic standpoint, because they will be postured in the right place for what is to come. It's critical that we don't go back to those old places because they will not have the new information that you need. Go back to the familiar and be dismayed. One of the things I'll say in alignment with this, and I was just sharing this with a sister the other day, that one of the things God said to me is that when people choose who they are working with, the decisions of those people. So if you think about collaborating with a company, it's as if whatever they're doing then leaks into your business. So use God's compass to understand, is this an agreement, an alliance that I need to make? And in the case that God tells you to connect with a business where there is a leader who then makes decisions that are misaligned with God, you've made the decision in good alignment. You've made it in good faith that who they said they were and what you were able to see about their behavior and what you heard, that those things all line up with what God is telling you to do. That's the best kind of protection that you could have. But to just enter into agreements because it looks flashy and it looks good, I'm just telling you there's risk there. And you are beholden to the way that they behave. And that impact can have a detrimental impact on your organization, on your company, and on the businesses that you've created. So listen, there's a lot here in these three themes, we're 40 minutes in already. There's a lot here. And so I said to God, I was like, okay, I appreciate this because I know that you always speak to me about preparing the people for what is to come. And that is why I'm here. But is there anything joyful? Is there anything joyful? And I'm reminded right now of a leader that I worked for years ago, and he was talking to a group of store managers, and he said to them, I can do this one of two ways. I can tell you all of the things that you're doing right and tell you the things that need to change or where you can improve, or I can just tell you what you need to improve. Which do you choose? And for some people, it's the former. It's like mix the good and the not so good, the opportunities together, right? And for some people, it's like, just give me the list of opportunities because I want to fix those things. I recognize that in the audience, there's a combination of both, right? There are those of us who are like, I just need, give me the bottom line. What do you need me to fix? And let me go do it. And there's some who are like, but I want to hear the sunshine. So let me give you a little bit of sunshine. This is a joyful time for those who are operating in alignment with their purpose that God has placed on the inside of them, who have said yes to God. If you go back to the tunnel, which I think was in June's episode last year, it's somewhere around the summertime. If you go back to that episode, you know about the tunnel, right? Where people made decisions. Are you in alignment with God or not? You made the decisions in the dark, so you couldn't decide based on where's Anika going? I'm going to follow her because I know she's going to follow God. You couldn't do that. God did that intentionally, so you would have to be accountable for your choices. Well, all of these things are on display. We're starting to see it, and we're starting to see the behavior. And listen, if you are one who's looking at what's happening in the political climate and you're like, it looks like people who I'm not really sure represent God are winning, go back and sit with God and ask God for the answers on that. Ask God. Don't spend a whole bunch of time in conversation with other people. They will make your head spin. Ask God. Because there's a lot of complexity in what we see today. And there's a lot of averting our eyes from the truth. Let me get back to the joyful. So God says, yeah, for those who are seeking me and are moving as I tell them to move, they're going to experience incredible success. They're going to experience an abundant life in the midst of all of the things happening around them. For those who've been actively planting good seed, they're going to reap a harvest, the likes that they and their lineage have not seen before. So there's so much good that is coming, and clearly not everyone will expect that. But again, how do you then enjoy your harvest and make sure that you're fertilizing for the next harvest? You've got to stay connected to God. You have to stay connected to the source. The other thing that God gave me that I'm really excited to share is God said there is a season of marriages on its way. It starts heavy in August. In August, you'll be able to see it, to see the marriages happening. It's like rapid succession. It's marriage after marriage after marriage after marriage. It's August through the end of fall. And what God was saying is that this season of marriages is about both old and new love. And what God was showing me, it's like people who've been dating, like even for like 10 years where people would say they're already common law married, they feel compelled to get married. What compels them? I don't know. But they feel compelled to get married in this season. And so there's old love. So perhaps you've been in an old relationship. You've been there for a long time, but it's time for you to renew it. Or you're thinking like, I really want this relationship to look different. You get to make the decision to get married because it's a season of marriages. And for many, there will be new relationships. And what God was showing me is that in some of these new relationships, it looks like, man, they just met and they're already on their way to the altar. And the beautiful thing about that is if you have done your due diligence sitting in the presence of God and you know that you know that you know, and you're bringing God into the center of the marriage, listen, go for it. Because what I know that God has been doing through the healing that has been happening in people is opening their eyes to see themselves. And the better we can see ourselves, the more that we understand how God loves us, the more that we understand how to love on ourselves, the better prepared we are to enter into any kind of relationship with others, whether it's business deal, connection, or a marriage. So as we enter into the season of marriages and you begin to see people who look like they're moving really quickly at heading to that altar, don't judge it. Don't make the assumption. Pray for them. Just pray for them. Because there are so many great God-ordained connections that are going to happen. Not all marriages that happen between August and the end of fall are going to be God-ordained. But there is a season of marriages that are to come. And God said that they're, you know, both quick and long term. And I already told you, compelled to marry. So there will be so many who are compelled to marry. They just feel compelled. And I think that's going to be really interesting. I'm excited about it because as somebody who loves love and who knows the power, the healing power of love, I pray that as you see those people who have been in these long relationships, that when you see them moving into the decision to marry each other, that it does something on the inside of you, that it allows love to be stirred up in you, that it encourages you to pour more love into the relationships that you have in your life as well. So that's what we have for the divine guidance. There is a lot going on here in March. Again, this was a 3 to 6 month outlook. So these are big themes for us of what is to come. Remember, the themes are that God is watching, and that's all about the posture of your heart and really making sure that we remember that God does see, and the importance of making sure that we're seeking God from a place of genuineness, that we're really going, there is nothing wrong with going to just sit still with God. And even if it feels like there's nothing that is being transmitted back and forth, even if you're not hearing, seeing, or what have you, the act of just going and saying, God, I'm just coming to you with the purity of my heart to just be still in your presence, God sees that. For some people, it takes that regularly for their gifts to be able to really come online, for them to recognize, oh my gosh, I was hearing God all that time. So sometimes that's exactly what we need. But you won't get to that if you are not in a place where you're going in to be still with God. Second one, the tides have turned. So we're already in the season that is of the new. We understand that behaviors have to change in order for us to experience success. And we know that healing is required. And so the question is, where are you doing your healing work? And then the third theme was around corporate atonement, a recognition that not just leaders will have to atone for their decisions, but corporations will. And if you go back to, I believe it was last month, or it might've been January's Divine Guidance, where I talked about how corporations that are not built on the principles of God, they are going to be at risk. Well, know this to be true. The leaders have to have the mindset that where they operate in accordance with the character of God, they've got to operate from a principled based place. And the corporations need to have the same. And so if you are a leader in a business or a business owner, this would be a good time for you to ask yourself, what principles are we really operating on? And will we stand the test of time? And if that's a question that you cannot readily and immediately answer, then it is definitely something you should be sitting with God about. For those of you who are entrepreneurs and business owners, you definitely want to future-proof your business by making sure that the character of God is in the DNA of what you have built. It matters. It matters. And so many businesses will be postured to receive in this season because they've done the due diligence of making sure what they say they stand for, they do, and who they say they stand for, they do. And then it's a joyful time for those who are in alignment and doing what it is that God has called. A reminder to all of us to not operate out of a place of fear, because that fear-based behavior will stall us and it will stymie us. It'll stalemate us. And, you know, we don't want to miss any of the opportunity that God has created for us. And lastly, the season of marriages, which, how exciting is that, that, you know, in the second half of this year, we will see an influx of marriages happening through the fall. So very exciting stuff. I am getting ready to wrap up now, but this has been our divine guidance for the month of March. If you have questions, concerns, feedback, please leave it in the chat. You're welcome to inbox me as well. And I will make sure that when I post the recording, that I include the link to the Healing Crusade. The Healing Crusade, for those of you that don't know, is a community that I run within my Remarkable community. The Healing Crusade is very specifically based on helping people heal. And we do that work as an individual and on a collective, basis to help people get to the introspection, to really see themselves and to begin to look at what they need in order to heal. And then through the things that we do in the community, it creates the opportunity for them to start to do that work. And of course, there are lots of resources that we can help help connect people to help them continue on in their healing journey. So I will make sure that that is linked as well. And then lastly, if you'd like to know more about working with me, you can find me on my website, AnikaApple.com. On Instagram, I'm at the Anika Apple. On Facebook, the Anika Apple as well. And on my YouTube channel, which is Anika Apple. Welcome to send an email if you'd like information about speaking or advisory or coaching, and you can send that to connect@anikaapple.com. As always, I wish you all peace and blessings, and I will see you next week on the podcast.